Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
1 o'clock hour, it's Cody and Gold. Alex Gold, Cody Tapp, Drew Nixon with you. Drew knows I love this. I know NBA's back tonight too, but in general, I love this because it reminds me of the Space Jam intro, and it was one of my favorite things as a kid. Baseball season is getting to a World Series. We've got NBA starting up. We got NFL in full swing, college football. It's a great time of the year. It's a great time anytime Nate Taylor is in studio as well, our Chiefs insider from ESPN. Did you know that it's Drew's 30th birthday today?
So we got to take advice from him in a little bit.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Uh-oh. Let's get his mic on. There we go.
Wow. Look at that.
30 years old.
Yeah.
Congrats, my guy.
Thank you.
It's a nice climb until you get to about 36, 37, you know?
Oh, is that right?
So keep climbing, man. It's great. Right. Yeah. How you feel?
I feel good. My mom asked me, so do you feel 30? I was like,
no.
What's 30? What does that feel like?
Yeah.
I feel good.
No, I mean, you don't really start feeling things based on perspectives I've been told. Like, you don't really feel things until you're like 40-ish. Like, okay, I do feel 40. I do feel 50. I do feel 60. So you're fine, man. You're in your prime, man. I mean, this is great. I know, like, you know, it seems like you haven't done anything stupid, you know, cataclysmically in your 20s.
So. Wow, he mows the yard without his shoes on and socks on.
He stopped that.
He should stop doing
it. I haven't mowed the lawn since I've lived in apartments my whole post-college life. But yeah, when I was younger, my parents would ask me to mow the grass. I'd just go out there.
You were one with the earth.
Sometimes, yeah.
100%. With the earth. I wouldn't have been pulled, you know. It was tough when I was a kid and you were told that, yeah, okay, it's like, you're up. Like, you got to cut the grass. You're like, dang, man, this... this is before we had like AirPods kids. Like, you have to have the Walkman just like
for
attached
sure.
to your
We'd blast the speaker, man. I would just like play it as loud as I could. And anti-skip 10 seconds, my ass.
That never worked. So you would have to sacrifice one of your shoes. Like, that was like, okay, these are my mowing shoes. They're all green from about halfway up. And they're never coming back. They should never see the light of day. They should only be in the garage next to the lawnmower. So yeah, man, I lived that life. I don't know. Maybe you saved a pair of shoes.
And I've still got all 10 of my toes.
So I still do that with the shoes. Because of the super bone foot,
ooh,
I have to change tennis shoes a little more. I change tennis shoes a little more frequently now.
Uh-huh.
so that they stay support. So
yep.
The old tennis shoe becomes the mowing shoe. I just retire.
Yes, right.
Old mowing shoe goes in the trash.
Yep.
Old tennis shoe becomes mowing shoe.
Yep.
New tennis shoes worn all the
nice.
Time.
Nice.
It's a rotation system.
Yeah, you got a starter. You got a setup man, and then the closer, you know, he that's his final act, literally.
Yeah. That's it before he's in the trash.
We'll get back to your text, though, and advice for Drew on what's going to happen. This top text I have to read, and then we can move to football. It just says, Drew, don't worry, man. Your cells aren't regenerating as much. Essentially, you're dying very slowly now.
Man.
What are you going to say like that?
But again, he won't feel it. Mm-hmm. He won't feel it till like 36, 37.
I will say that. I turned 35 in January. The metabolism absolutely slows down once you get to 30. That's a real thing.
Yeah.
That's a real thing, man.
But you start feeling it more and more with each calendar, each little turn around the sun, my guy. You'll start feeling it more and more. But, you know, at 30, I was still jumping. I was still chasing my kids, you know.
What Cody just said about his foot, though, that's an old statement. He has to change shoes for support every couple months.
I'm
trying to take care of it.
Right. Shout out to Grandma and Grandpa, right? We used to clown them. We used to fry them about having to take, like, so much medication that, like, okay, we need the pill case that distinguishes which day you take it. Guys, I'm 38. I have those pills. I have that pill case. Like, here's Monday. Here's Tuesday.
We were begging for buying clothes and socks. I killed for some clothes and socks. Crazy?
Right, right.
You're love like, some of that.
Thanks, Grandma. Another pair of socks. Now it's like, ooh, look at those socks.
Fresh.
You know, nice.
I feel like part of the transition to being an adult is when you start getting fired up over like an air fryer. Like, man, this is a nice air fryer. You start looking at the kitchen stuff.
Espresso machines, air fryers. Yeah. My Holly, God bless her, my wife, is I said, look, just give me Black Friday. Just give me Black Friday. But she wants a new fridge. Just give me, like, come on, man. These are real purchases. You know, baby, look at what this oven can do. That, you know what? That's great for them. We are not a restaurant.
Yeah, last weekend, I said out loud the sentence, ooh, that's a nice spatula.
Oh.
And I meant it.
I know exactly what you're getting at.
I don't know that spoons, Cody. Don't get him started with the spoons.
on big wooden spoons? Look, I mean, it's, you know, as you get wiser, you appreciate the finer things in life, man. And, you know, we can't go back, you know.
Yeah.
Holly will love this. You might want to clip it for Drew, but like, there was a time, kids, where George Foreman was a godsend, was a backbone of my existence, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. Without George Foreman and his grill,
he doesn't live.
How in the world did I eat and manage on my own, right? And she still married me. God bless her. She would come by to the, again, apartment in my early 20s, you know, first job. Out of college.
They like you at that point in your life.
They really,
something.
I know. She, again, God bless her. But just like, so what do you, this is everything. Everything's been distilled right here to this George Foreman grill. I don't need the other.
That's great.
The other utensils, the other appliances. Nope.
Oh, I definitely was there for a while. I had like the Cuisinart thing, that ooh, little grill. I had the same thing for a while, man, until you know, you realize, you know what, there's better things.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Like someone who's closer to professional culinary skills than I am.
Yeah.
Who I just happen to be related to by marriage.
Yeah. Someone mentioning places to go get refrigerators for you, Nate. We'll fill you in during the break.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, as long as I got a Black Friday deal,
someone says
I'm got
on a 50% off sale.
Right now?
Mm-hmm.
Don't tell her. Don't tell Holly. I'm trying to save money, guys. See, that's how they get you. They're like, we know Black Friday is like however many weeks away. Mm-hmm. What if we get you in the door
early
now?
Black Friday.
Yeah, what if we get you in the door now before Halloween?
We've got Nate Taylor from ESPN hanging out with us. Let's get back into some football here. The Chiefs, of course, 31 on the board, shut out the Las Vegas Raiders. Now I feel like even the biggest haters, at least on board, acknowledging that this team is a problem again. They are the outright Super Bowl favorites, yet they're not even in the playoff field if it ended this weekend or ended today.
Is that right? Based on last night results?
Because the Jags have the tiebreaker over them.
There's four teams at 4-3. One's the Chargers,
Also have the tiebreaker as well, of course. Now, you know, after the game on Sunday, I was like, oh, this is cool. We're back on serve, guys, for tennis references. It's like, oh, you held your serve in your quote-unquote home game at Sao Paulo, and now the Chiefs will get their chance to hold serve in Arrowhead now that we are in a legitimate, you know, a third through the season, a legitimate race for the AFC West. Shout out to the New York Giants, who continue to pay dividends, I guess, all across the division. But, yeah, in terms of moving forward, And as we get farther away from week one and week two, this team is 4-1 in the last five games. They are averaging around 30 points a game. That is with the inclusion of Xavier Worthy into the lineup, and obviously most notably Rashee Rice having one game, not even taking all the snaps. I believe
he only ran 14 routes.
Thank you. I was just about to say he ran no routes with any sophistication. They just basically said,
get some work in.
Yeah, like let's start at rudimentary levels, and the Raiders are so bad they won't figure that out by halftime. So if these guys get better, which is what Travis Kelce said in the locker room, and I think that's the most interesting quote from the game beyond just like Rashee Rice's day, is that, okay, here's a guy who's in year 13. We know he's going to the Hall of Fame. He understands he's been through several different types of seasons, and Travis Kelce realizes, okay, hopefully, you know, Trey Smith's lower back isn't a long-term issue. We will, of course, see what happens with the Josh Simmons saga. But if they relatively stay healthy and these skill position players can be on the field more times than not, which, of course, is not what we saw on Sunday, he can already tell in week seven, there's so much we could do to get better. And that was the first game we played, and we're already averaging 30 points a game through the last five games. So as we get further away from week one and week two, those games are more anomalies, more so than the actual norm of who this team is.
I think what stands out, Nate, is they have blown out three of their last four opponents.
Correct.
Which we hadn't seen them really do almost at any point in the Mahomes era, because at the times when they were really scoring offensively, they were bad defensively.
Yep.
And then there was like kind of a balance where they were pretty good defensively, really good offensively, but it was kind of like an in-between. Last couple of years, they had to ride the defense, so games were closer.
Yep.
They beat up Baltimore. They beat up Detroit, a team that I watched last night.
I know.
Still looked pretty good to me.
Yeah.
Still looks like a pretty good squad.
Right.
And obviously the Raiders, they could have scored 60 if they wanted to. He took it easy on his boy Pete. They started kneeling with like 4 minutes to go practically. And just
right.
They didn't let Gardner Minshew throw a pass. He played the entire fourth quarter.
It's crazy.
And so
They basically wanted a running clock for an NFL game. Like, what's the best way we can have a running clock in an NFL game? It's insane. So because the defense played 30 snaps, that was like a mini bye week. I'm not joking, guys. Like,
yeah,
they've had harder practices during the regular season than
they worked harder in a day in St. Joe
than anything that happened on Sunday.
I think my favorite stat was that Robert Tonyan played more than Chris Jones.
Oh, Chris, yes. Nate, you were
if
there.
You need any indication of how the game went.
And he didn't even touch the
Nate,
ball.
Nate, you were there. Chris Jones had such a smile on his face.
So
like,
happy.
I played 22 snaps or whatever it was.
Yes.
He basically got a half a game off.
A break.
So happy. So it's like again, a mini bye week for them. They are relatively healthy other than Omar Norman Lott. And so that's, you know, they're small, which could grow into a bigger issue maybe later this season. But in terms of like the guys that you're relying on the majority of, you know, downs versus starters and rotation, the defense has kind of gone under the radar. They had one, you know, hiccup late in the game against Jacksonville. This might be a closer version of like the 2022 team. Where the offense
very complete.
Yeah, where the offense leads the way, the defense is very supportive, will create a turnover or two. They can still, you know, much of that 2022 season was us realizing how much Chris Jones was a closer in fourth quarters with the lead. Okay, I can pin my ears back and beat double teams and pressure the quarterback into an interception, or I'll just outright sack him to sort of end the last sort of threat on the scoreboard. So I feel like if they are trending the way we think they are, and I know we don't know about Jaden Daniels and his situation for Monday night, but if it goes away, I think we're headed. This team is starting to resemble that 2022 team. The slight difference is your draft class is not like supercharging this in the same way that like Karloftis, Trent McDuffie, Brian Cook. Leo Chenault got so much better
that
in the second half of the rookie
class
season.
Still playing dividends.
Yes. I mean, Isaiah Pacheco, he was basically a start. That's when he became a starter at this point. It was like around this time, ladies and gentlemen, in the middle of October when he took the job from Clyde Edwards-Helaire. You know, so much of that draft class was like the secret ingredient, sort of the icing on the top. But this year, and it's unfortunate, I thought about this last night. again, Josh Simmons played amazing for five games. We have no idea what his status is. Omar Norman Lott, as I wrote on ESPN.com and alluded to this on Twitter, like, he was going to start getting more snaps outright than, like, Jerry Tillery and Derek Nnadi to expedite his progress. Well, now he's got the ACL tear. He's out for the season. Just a devastating injury for a guy who has dealt with a number of injuries this year.
How long until they start calling around on teams at defensive end or line, interior or edge? I think interior may be a slightly bigger need at the moment.
Correct. But. I would say Monday.
Okay.
You get another sample size with the games that have been played on Sunday. I think logically you can start making significant calls with, like, real intention behind them Monday before you play.
For the 2-5 teams who are like, no, we're not dead yet, you give them another chance to lose, that kind of thing?
Yep. You might check in now just to get a feel, but, like, nothing serious. You know, I'd be a little bit more surprised if either side, you know, was willing to initiate a trade right now just because of what you said for maybe the teams that will eventually be sellers. But, you know, you have until November 4th, so there's no it's not like you have to rush in order to get compensation right now from a contending team.
But the Chiefs
like
are going to add somebody, right? I'd be surprised if they added
assumption. Yes, that would be the assumption. But again, I think the conversations for trades involving defensive linemen primarily on the interior would come around next Monday, hours before you play the Commanders. If you win, you can obviously follow back on Tuesday or Wednesday of next week. So, yeah, I mean, again, you have plenty of time. But, I mean, they really need, because of the Simmons saga, because of Omar Norman Lott no longer being part of the season, they really need Ashton Gelati. They need him to hit for this particular season. And I know Noel Williams has a role, which is great. That's exactly what you asked for.
Yeah, he's doing it.
Based on where you took him in, the fourth round, I believe. We know Breshard Smith has a role. But right now, much of the burden falls, from a rookie class perspective, much of the burden falls on Ashton Gelati getting so much better between now and the end of the regular season. And that would be asking a lot, because the last guy who did that is George Karlaftis, who was taken in the first round, not the third round.
Nate Taylor from ESPN joining us here on Cody and Gold. You brought up Josh Simmons there for a second.
Yep.
Here we are on a Tuesday. It once again feels like he's in line to not play for a third straight game.
Mm-hmm.
But he's not on the NFI list, which would mean if you put him on the NFI list, you would be able to at least say, if you were the Chiefs, all right, he's not playing for four games. Check back in 4 weeks. But it's becoming a weekly / daily thing because he's not ruled out for anything yet.
And he is, you know, I don't want to put any pressure on the young man. That is not my role. I'm just trying to provide insight and information. I hope that cooler heads prevail and there is some level of communication sooner rather than later about him that is digestible for everyone. Because even today, my lovely colleague, mm-hmm. Kaylin Kaler, one of our national reporters at ESPN.com, she is at the fall league owners meetings.
Okay.
And I think I retweeted her a little bit ago, but she talked, stay with me here, but she talked with Clark Hunt for a few minutes, leaving one particular meeting from the owners before entering another meeting for the owners.
Okay.
He said, can't do it right now. So Kaylin then got back to me and said, hey, I'm going to try to get him again after this meeting. Maybe he'll have a little bit more time. Maybe I won't. You know, sometimes you jump out at people and you kind of surprise them and go, whoa. And then you're like, okay. You know, hey, give them a fair shake. Go back to them a second time. This is what Kaylin just tweeted like an hour ago. At the league meetings in New York City, just asked Chiefs owner Clark Hunt if he could tell us what's going on with rookie left tackle Josh Simmons. Hunt said, quote, I really can't comment, end quote.
Now, you, why? Interesting.
Why?
The owner of the team can't comment.
Why?
Yeah, that's bizarre. I also want to go back to something you said that right away I'm sure caught a lot of people's attention, and I don't know how much you know more than what you said there.
Correct,
but
yes.
You said, when I hope cooler heads prevail.
Yes. Uh-huh.
That stood out to me. Any more
in
insight?
Like, he's still not communicating with the team, or?
Okay, let me split some hairs, guys, okay, to the best of my ability. And again, I need to check in what feels like every
couple of days.
Every morning, every afternoon, every evening. Like, so again, this is all still very ongoing. It's a tricky situation. Again, something that is very unusual. So, again, I don't know what Kaylin and Clark, how long the conversation was. I just told you what Clark yeah. said, that he can't really comment.
Sure.
I'm assuming Caitlin wanted to say, like, why, and then maybe Clark's just like, shut it down, can't do it, whatever. There has been some communication between Josh Simmons and the team.
Okay.
I cannot give you a great picture of what that looks like. Andy Reid once again yesterday said that it is a Brett Veach handling, which means it's a more of a front office slash ownership situation than, I mean, obviously Andy's involved, but
of course, yeah.
You know, I understand Andy also has a professional football team to operate mm-hmm. on a daily basis. As we've talked before, Drew Rosenhaus is Josh Simmons' agent. It is very unusual that he has not said anything definitive, not necessarily definitive, but given an indication, taken us from one rumor or one thing that I've heard and like provided some level of clarity. Josh Simmons' family has not done that. Again, I don't know the exact reasons why. I have an idea.
Mm-hmm.
I can't confirm it because no one's been willing to do that yet.
Now, you mentioned the parties involved. Simmons, the Chiefs general manager, Brett Veach, Clark mm-hmm. Hunt. What I noticed there, this is not a situation where the league at all is involved.
That's a great question. I actually should follow up this afternoon NFL. That's a great point. Because, again, there's so many things. There's so many tentacles a part of this where you could say, well, you know, it's simple. And then somebody was like, no, it's actually quite complicated and complex. And, again, trying to do right by everybody involved, trying to be a human being just as much as I'm trying to be a reporter, there's, you know, again, when does it become uncomfortable in a way that, like, you know, again, I want to be respectful, and I've reached out to some people and said, hey, you can call me at any time. It don't matter. Like, I just want to get clarity. Like, that is at the root of it, kind of my job. And it's unfortunate that not only is he a really good football player, I know he's intelligent. I know he's very, you know, I know he's, I believe he wouldn't do this without some level of understandable decision-making.
Yeah.
That you're like, okay, even though it's tricky for you to want to tell me or even tell people in the organization, right? Like, I think people in the organization are getting updates small every day, every other day, something to that degree. Again, I've heard theories, I've heard rumors. I have not shared those, but it's
right.
But because of that nature, it's like, hey, I just want to do the right thing. I'm trying to do the right thing. I know there's a big, you know, it's completely understandable for people to be like, why or what happened, or like, can you tell us something so that we at least know how the young man's doing? And it's just, it's really tricky, man. It's like, I can't, you know, somebody said, can you go to San Diego? And I said, well, I have my own family.
Yeah.
Got my own job.
Like, I can't just camp out in San Diego.
I don't know if ESPN will let me do that. But again, is he in San Diego?
Nate, we've asked.
Shoulder shrugs.
Look, we've said this before, and I think you very much agreed. If Andy could coach football in a vacuum,
mm-hmm.
in which no one watched, he would still choose that job, right? If no one watched and nobody paid any attention,
he loves it.
And Andy could just
scheme it up. Yeah.
But he understands why we're asking, right?
Yes.
Like, I understand he is trying to defuse and hoping by saying move on from it that we'll just leave it alone for a few days. But he understands that the team's first round pick and starting left tackle playing
the greatest quarterback we've ever seen, ladies and gentlemen. Like, blindside protecting, no disrespect, Daniel Jones.
Yeah,
he's blindside protecting Patrick Mahomes, the greatest quarterback we've ever seen.
I guess here's,
and he might be the solution to you guys getting back to the Super Bowl. So, like, and that's why you took him in the first round. Go ahead.
Is it like a 50-50 chance he doesn't play this year?
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
Okay, that's what I'm kind of.
I
know you can't really answer that with clarity.
Yeah, right. I'm spitballing, but I just have to believe that, like, he'll come back to the team.
Okay.
I just have to believe that, like, as of right now.
Would they make him the starter right away?
That's usually not what Andy Reid would do. But again, this is unusual circumstances and territory. Hey, Jalen Moore playing fine.
He's playing very good.
So you can rely on the veteran. I mean, you don't have to rush any of this, is what I'm saying to all parties involved. You don't have to rush this. But just give me, like, again, whether you don't want it public. Like, you know, people have come up to me, like legitimately smart people have come up to me and said, why didn't the team put out a statement? And I said, I don't work for them.
Yeah.
I don't know why. It would make sense.
Yeah,
but they're
nothing.
Letting Andy Reid do it. And I think Andy has to know that when he says that phrase yesterday to us, Cody, you know the optics of that, right?
Yeah.
That makes it look strange in its own manner.
Yep.
To where, like, people on the internet, understandably, are like, well, now I really want to know what's going on. What do you mean you don't want to talk about it or you don't want to be asked? It's okay if you're saying that I don't want to be asked because I don't have an update. Cool. But, like, you also have to see what the – yeah, same move on also has a different
said it to me,
connotation like, and a yeah. different, like – if like I'm how am I supposed to infer that? Or how am I supposed to interpret that? And like, you know,
that's
how
where
that
you
looks.
Would love. This is where, like, obviously, nobody would in that circumstance in the setting with relationships and things like that. That's
of
where
course.
You. This is where you want to fall back and be like, you mentioned move on. Is the organization moving on from Justin?
No,
of course not.
You almost put him in a spot.
No, I know they're not. But I'm just saying, if you're gonna tell us move on, like, well, are you guys moving on? Of course you're not. So then, what the hell do you
yes,
want us to do?
Right.
By the way, for those of you texting in theories, I see the theories. We're not gonna like someone. Like, guys, figure it out. It must be this. Look, we're not going to discuss the personal details of the speculation aspect of
right.
it. Yes, and, those theories, by the way, the theories you're texting in, we're not idiots. We're all, yes, we're all aware of that.
We've either heard some of them or come to those, I won't say conclusions on our own, but we've come to some of those theories on our own. Again, there's not enough information to really hold on to much of either either topic, whatever. So, you know, there's a bunch of reporters in the league having these same conversation, guys. Professionals are involved. I just, the last thing I was going to say is, okay, so we don't know where he is. At least I don't know where he is. Let me just say that. I don't know where he is. We don't know when he's coming back. Again, my belief is he loves football, and hopefully this all gets figured out, and he can come back to the team. And the team has not made any suggestion that they would not welcome him back.
Right.
Of course they would. They would like to probably help him based on whatever was going on before he decided to leave the team. Mm-hmm. That's what I can sort of infer in a number of conversations. The last thing I'll say about this is Andy Reid on Friday said, this is before they played the Raiders, ladies and gentlemen, and obviously he was going to say that Josh Simmons was out because he hadn't practiced because he didn't even meet with the team. Andy Reid said it was a family situation on his own, no questions. Then when he was asked about it, said, oh, that's right, personal. That's who we're dealing with, guys.
Yeah.
From a communicative standpoint. No one on the team has given any other comments.
That was weird.
The owner of your football team that you root for was asked today by a reporter that I'm sure he's seen and talked with a number of times. Because, again, Kalen's been covering the NFL, I believe, longer than I have. And Kalen Keller said, can you tell us just anything? And I'm sure there's some, you know, massaging of, hey, give us an idea, even if you don't want to necessarily say it publicly, so that, again, we are better informed, you know, da-da-da-da. The owner of your football team says, I can't really comment.
Nate Taylor from ESPN. I want to talk about the Commanders a little bit. I want to talk about the AFC West. We'll get into that next here.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm Cody Ingold. Back here on Cody Ingold, Alex Gold, Cody Tapp, Drew Nixon with you. Nate Taylor from ESPN hanging out with us as well. I will point out just some NFL news during the break. Adam Schefter, a colleague of yours, reporting that Carson Wentz will start again for the Vikings against the Chargers on Thursday night. There was some speculation that they would go to McCarthy. And then, is he still hurt? Are they just not really wanting to go back to him? Who knows? Mm. But Carson Wentz will start for the Vikings against the Chargers.
You got to start developing that young man. But again, he's also got to get fully healthy.
He does.
With the Thursday night game, you do get the mini bye week from that weekend. So...
I'll say,
man, take this beating.
Well, the Chargers are going to win on Thursday, right?
I'll say that. That's what
I hope.
Are you all the way out on them?
That's
where is that game being played?
L.A.
I'll just tell you right now.
If
they lose on Thursday, I'm riding them way the hell. But I'm they done. Can't.
I mean, their defense. Again, I know they've had injuries on the offensive line, which can kind of explain some of the. Up and down play they've had. What's going on with their defense? Again, I've watched the games, but I'm not sure if I'm like down
in. No pressure.
I need to, you know, obviously.
Coverage, like, they have bad secondary, questionable secondary, I guess.
Yeah, I remember the Chiefs being like the things we were going to do to them, you know, because they thought, you know, much of the game plan was going to be relying on Xavier Worthy, which would open up things for Travis Kelce. I mean,
looked pretty accurate in retrospect. I mean, right. Not like way off.
Right. You know. I mean, Hollywood Brown had a very good game in Sao Paulo once he understood, like, okay, my role needs to be increased.
16 targets or whatever.
Yeah, my role needs to be increased.
16 catches.
Tyquan Thornton, you know, that was his first signs of like, okay, everything we saw in training camp or the preseason is legitimate. So, they couldn't tackle a lick Sunday. I know Jonathan Taylor's really good, but guys, there's a thing called angles and pursuit and rallying to the football. They couldn't do it. So who knows? I mean, Jordan Addison and Justin Jefferson will get open. The question is, will Carson Wentz have time to deliver it? Because that was the issue against Philly.
He missed on several passes in which those guys were.
But hey, when you're getting hit, you're going to miss a lot.
You think the Broncos are the biggest challenger then or back to the season?
Stop.
You think it's the Chargers still?
Stop it.
Who's the team in the AFC West to worry about?
Who has a better quarterback?
Yeah, the Chargers.
Now, here's where it gets a little thin, razor thin. Who has a better coach?
Yeah, I don't know.
Great point. So I commend Sean Payton for still getting his guys to compete at a high level to where, you know, Pete Carroll's fellas were down double digits in the third and fourth quarter and say, you know what? Pack it up. I'm ready to go home, coach. So I will commend And again, that's a home game versus a road game. So again, I commend the fact that the Broncos, hey, you give us an opportunity back in the game. Okay, we're going to take it. We're going to get Bo Nix in rhythm. He can start to run around because, you know, you got to drop back more than usual, which is different than being on schedule. I thought the Broncos defense would be better than this. I really did. I thought the best unit that I could rely on in the entire AFC West was the Denver Broncos defense. And I just watched Cam Scataboo, God bless him, and and Jaxson Dart, who really doesn't know what he's doing, but he's so talented. I really hope he has like a Josh Allen sort of trajectory where it's like, yeah, remember that first year Jaxson Dart where he was just throwing it, doing crazy stuff, had no idea how to play NFL football. And then, hey, because maybe with the help of Brian Daboll, he'll actually grow into like, you know, a pretty valuable quarterback. I mean, you're giving up too many points to that group. I'm just being honest. Like, yeah. you just giving way too many points to that group. Man, that's tough. I'm really thinking about it now. But I know the Chiefs have the Broncos circled, point blank. 38-0, we ain't never going to forget.
And they've got him coming out of a bye. Correct. Which historically, Andy's been very good. It's not correct. Undefeated after
they
a bye.
Are a, they, are good. A, they are a circled, yeah. Marked team on the Chiefs. Just 38-0. Because, again, we saw how much – this is a good reminder. We saw how much Andy Reid said, you know what, we have 28-0. I don't need to pull out anything. Hey, we moved the ball down the field. That was a nice little drive. Let's get Harrison Butker some work. Hey, he made another field goal, clean sheet. And you saw after that, shut it down. Shut it down. Now, they scored 28 points on the first drive of the third quarter. And I know it was the backups. And I know if you win, you get in. But Sean Payton didn't do what Andy Reid just did. Okay?
Absolutely not.
And Sean Payton knew Andy Reid and Steve Spagnuolo couldn't really do anything because, you know, we are contractually obligated to be out here. I believe they're a marked team.
Good.
They are a circled on the calendar team.
Is Trey Smith going to be all right? You believe Andy? I know after the game said nothing serious, we'll see, but they were definitely working on his back throughout the third, fourth quarter.
Trey is one of the most durable players on the roster when you look at when he entered, you know, from the moment he entered the league. Could he have played more? I think so. But again, just be smart, take the precaution, get a bunch of treatment, you know, rest, do the right thing. You get an extra day in terms of the practice schedule this week because you play on Monday night. So their first practice, ladies and gentlemen, won't be until Thursday. So even if he's limited Thursday, that's okay. Like, you got out, you moved a little bit, and then you want to slowly get ready for the game on Monday night. So unless something changes, I think he'll be in the mix to play and to start. You know, I know people were a little bit worried about Juwan Taylor popping up on the injury report after the game. He is fine.
That's just, hey, man, veteran, it's 31-0.
I saw him after the game. He's fine.
I do think
We should get Wanya Moore some snaps right now.
Like, we were just talking about it as it relates to the Ravens, because there was a report from the Sun that, like, they took away the ping pong table stuff. And I'm like, oh, that's always the worst sign. When they start taking away the game table.
They're not robots, guys.
I know. The way I view it is, for three straight years, I think the Chiefs were like, it was almost like being in a bad relationship, but they're like, I'm going to fall back in love with this person. They're like, we're going to have fun. This is going to be fun. And the Chiefs were having a hard time with it because the offense wasn't fun. It was a slog.
Correct.
The reason why they feel so unbeatable right now is because how loose they are acting as a unit. They are 4-3. The record's nowhere close to what they want to do. And they look like they're having a damn party. They look like they couldn't be having more fun. And not just because they beat the Raiders multiple weeks in a row.
Yeah.
They just seem like everything's like, oh, no, we're dialed in now. And you're all in big trouble. And we're going to have fun again. And the little things like Patrick Mahomes saying, this effing play never effing works. And then snapping the ball. Or okay, any of the nonsense.
A very Raiders-specific play call.
Oh yeah, the ringer, the
very Raiders specific.
The like Rosie when they did like the
Arctic Circle. Yes,
they did that one against the Raiders too. They love doing that kind of stuff.
They really do. Like, I was like, oh, so you've been practicing that for weeks. Oh, now you reveal it. Cool, cool. Very Raiders specific play. That's a great point, Cody. They saw a very talented Detroit Lions team and said, what's your identity? Toughness? Oh, okay. We'll just do that. We'll just do that today. And, hey, we are arriving to the stadium for one reason and one reason only. Everybody got to eat, and he's finally at the table, he being Rashee Rice. So as soon as we get in the red zone, we're getting him the ball. We want to get him moving and grooving. We got to get him in the end zone as fast as possible. All right, cultivate that, you know, culture that teams talk about of getting guys in the mix and everybody feeding off one another. Hey, there's a deep pass to Travis Kelce. All right, get out. It's like, oh, there's a deep pass to Tyquan Thornton. Get out. Hey, there's a touchdown for Hollywood. Get out. You know, like, they're just it is like a rolling there is a snowball effect to it over the last, 2 weeks. I even think one of the more significant moments of the season was Pat throws a pick six, which, again, would have short-circuited half the quarterbacks in this league because it was in the second half of a
game.
It's in the second half of a game. It is a raucous environment. It is Jacksonville's first primetime game of truly mattering in, like, years. And a lot of quarterbacks would have been like, oh, smokes. What? Oh, I got to go down the field again? And Patrick went, okay. Take a deep breath. Not going to make another mistake. Okay, you know what? We'll even punt the ball to you, all right? Get my things in order. And then he went right down the field, right down their necks for a touchdown. And then they said, hey, here's the game with 8 minutes left. Go win it. Cool. You know what we're going to do? We're going to go right down the field against a pretty decent defense and score a touchdown. And we'll put the ball back in Trevor Lawrence's hands and say, hey, can you outdo that? From the moment he's thrown a pick six, he's been excellent. Like,
erase that pass from your memory, he's been excellent for three straight games, four straight games.
Correct. Yes, yes.
Like, borderline mistake-free.
He made one mistake in Jacksonville.
Hey, Nate, I will ask, since you're talking about Patrick Mahomes, you have access to Pro Football Focus Plus, to my understanding.
Here we go.
Where is Patrick Mahomes in the Pro Football Focus passer grades? Is it good? Second?
Why are we doing this?
Is it like third? Where is he amongst Pro Football Focus's passer rating grades?
Let's do this. I shared this with the fellas before one of our segments here. Now, Sam Darnold's grade has not fully come in yet, based on my understanding.
Okay.
Wait. But entering Monday, he was the highest. He had the highest passing
grade. And they had a great game, so he's probably stayed pretty high.
Matthew Stafford, pretty good. Dak Prescott slinging that thing. It must be really nice to have.
I wouldn't even, like, if you told me he was after those guys.
George Pickens behaving well. Yeah. Now, here's where it gets tricky, guys. Drake May, God, what a coaching job Mike Vrabel's
doing. He's doing a great job.
And it's really cool to have Stephon Diggs back to being, like, top four.
Yep.
Justin Herbert.
Okay.
Josh Allen.
He has six picks and has thrown almost many more.
Uh-huh. Okay. Josh Allen, who we all know the grading system is slightly slanted towards his advantage.
It is.
Jordan Love.
Okay.
Jalen Hurts.
You haven't said his name yet.
Hey, I'm not done either. Jalen Hurts. Daniel Jones, who's, playing well. Jaden Daniels, he's a little bit of an incomplete because of the injuries. Sure. Mac Jones, bit of an incomplete.
Mac Jones.
Baker Mayfield. Now this is where it gets crazy, guys. Kyler Murray has a higher passing grade than Patrick Mahomes.
I'll just tell you right now, Nate. My issue with this, before you list any other name.
Unserious.
My issue with this is
bitched him.
If my test... Like, you know, whatever, right? The class, I got to teach you that. If my test showed that, I'd say, treat this like the scientific method. We all just sit in a lab in college.
Right.
If your test results bore out that Kyler Murray is a more efficient passer of the football than Patrick Mahomes,
get out of my face.
I'd be changing my work.
Yes.
Something got to change. It's not right.
You know what's even more hilarious?
Yep.
Again,
is he after Kyler Murray or more people?
Okay, Baker Mayfield, his seventh game is included in this. Let me refresh this thing real quick. So what's even more hilarious is, and we know Baker Mayfield's a highlight machine.
Yeah, sure.
Baker Mayfield has a 89.3 running game, running grade, you know, scrambling, running, trying to be efficient. Shout out to Spencer Rattler. limited sample size.
He's got and, a passing grade.
And then it's he Spencer Rattler has the same running grade as Patrick Mahomes. It's like 89.1. Baker Mayfield's at 89.3. So again, we're splitting hairs, but like, you know, and this bears out statistically. So that's where it's like, okay, well, the grading system is actually in line with the metrics, where it's like, okay, who's been the best quarterback when they've had to either call design runs or scramble out of the pocket based on down and distance? Do you convert? Do you actually help the team move the ball down the field? Baker Mayfield and Patrick Mahomes have been the best at it this year. Lamar Jackson, before his injury, was doing it at an elite level, but he doesn't really count because he's kind of an incomplete grade based on the injury. But when it comes to passing the football, PFF loves Sam Darnold.
Again, it's just some, like they're turning me into, and I don't know if anybody watches this show, Righteous Gemstones. They're turning you into Baby Billy. Go outside, nerd. I got time for your worthless chime-ins. That's what it starts to feel like. Nate, I am a believer of analytics. Golden Life talking about the show. Correct. I believe the numbers can tell us underlying things about a player. I'm just telling you that if your algorithm, your grading system, if your system thinks this about Mahomes, it is wrong. It is an inaccurate system.
Bo Nix is closer to Patrick Mahomes. He's still below Patrick Mahomes, so
got that going for us.
But Bo Nix is closer to Patrick Mahomes than Patrick Mahomes is to Daniel Jones.
You know what, man? I just don't know.
And by the way, Daniel Jones is throwing into the lightest secondary looks because Jonathan Taylor is incredible.
Yeah, he's a beast. Gold said earlier he thinks that Derrick Henry and Saquon Barkley might have just hit the pinnacle, and now things are going to start backsliding a little.
And not that they can't, Saquon Barkley will have a 100-yard rushing game again this season.
Right.
But the idea that they're going to just be dominant backs and a major problem every single week, I think the carries caught up to Saquon from last year.
Right.
Derrick Henry's also 31. I mean, at some point it's going to hit him.
And the fumbles are just something you could not have foreseen.
Yeah, I just watch. Derrick Henry this week might go off for 125 yards. I'm just saying that Saquon's pacing for 800 and something yards rushing.
Yeah. Well, last year it was clear that the Eagles had the best offensive line. That is not the case this year. And I think the quarterback has both done each running back a disservice. Because Jalen Hurts couldn't throw the ball to A.J. Brown, and I know this specifically because he's on my fantasy football team, I actually benched A.J. Brown for several weeks and still
won. Hopefully you start him this week.
Nate. I waited one too many. Oh, look, I had to see evidence. Hey, okay. are they still, you know, it's like, is A.J. Brown, is he still good? You know, that's what I was asking myself. So, I think that was a reflection of the quarterback. It was like, hey, we're not getting the ball to A.J. Brown enough. We're not getting the ball to Devontae Smith enough, which means, hey, man, here's eight defensive players. Yeah. Good luck, you know. And by the way, we have to use the tush push so many times because we're not able to convert the way we used to on earlier downs. For Derrick Henry, man, having the threat of a really good Lamar Jackson was great. Yeah. And now you got hurt, and now it's like Cooper Rush, and I mean, what are we talking about? Actually, put 9 in the box against him because, you know, Cooper Rush could throw the ball, but like consistently?
And they don't have the kind of weapons you just mentioned with like A.J. Brown and Devonta Smith. They don't even have that advantage.
Yeah, they have Zay Flowers.
Flowers is a good wide receiver, right, but he's not out there, those guys.
Correct. So again, some of it is quarterbacks and injuries, and hey, the offensive line isn't as good as it was last year. I think you could probably say that about the Ravens too. I'd have to look at that from a pass rush, pass blocking win rate. For these teams, but I think the offensive lines for each team has gotten slightly less effective than a year ago, which obviously leads to better running back production.
It's an interesting time in the league. It really is a wash. Yeah. That's why everyone so quickly was ready to crown a team that wouldn't actively be in the playoffs as the number one team in the that's what it is. Yes. It's like everyone else looks around and you're like, okay, the teams who have really good records, it's like, well, they're led by Daniel Jones. So, right. I got to be cool there. And then the teams that, have good quarterbacks but don't look the same. Jalen Hurts, Josh Allen, et cetera. Right.
I just saw Sam Darnold kind of crash out in week 17 and 18. So, yeah.
And that's what I think. That's my theory on what the Colts will be this year.
Well, there's a lot to suggest that because the question for the Colts, as much as I love their success, and it's really nice when the Colts are good, because of the Peyton Manning, the Andrew Luck era of it all, obviously, did you see their owner before the game or after?
She's heavily involved
towards the end of
the
game.
She's heavily involved. Oh,
I mean,
she's
that new, sideline, that new, yes,
got that, the headset, yeah, she's got the headset on. She's listening to plays. I was like,
ooh, new owner, boy, it feels real good. And my team's winning, dog. She's about to be bedazzled out, okay? And I say that in the nicest way possible.
I feel like we're gonna fast forward in 10 years, and she's gonna become Jerry Jones.
hey,
because right now she's involved in their winning, and it's great.
I'm all for it.
In 10 years, she's going to think, well, I've been on this headset for 10 years.
What are the daughters of Jim Irsay going, Jerry Jones, sign me up?
I think right now it's a cool story and it's fun and all that, but what happens when the team's not good and she thinks, well, I've been wearing this headset for a decade already. I know what I'm doing.
I
can tell my general manager who to sign all the time.
I like my owner seen, not heard, typically. Heard not,
it's not as fun, though. Not as fun.
Thank you.
That's what Nate was trying to get at. It's not as fun.
Their toughest games are Pittsburgh, Kansas City, and Jacksonville. Will they be tested enough before the postseason?
Thanks to Nate Taylor, Chiefs insider from ESPN. Happy birthday once again to Drew. Yeah. He's part of the 30 Club. Enjoy your birthday, man. We'll talk to you Thursday. Thank you. Drew, you're going to Big 12 Media Days tomorrow, right? So
yes,
you're out tomorrow.
What a way to ring in the 30s.
All right, we'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.